The Gospel according to Matthew,
chapter 20.
For the kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a man who was a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about 9 o'clock and saw others standing in the marketplace, idle. So he said to them, "You go to work in the vineyard also, and whatever is right, I will give you." And they went. Again he went out about 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, and did the same thing. And about an hour before sunset he went out and found others standing there. He said to them, "Why are you here all day idle?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last and progressing to the first." And when those who were hired about an hour before sunset came, everyone received a denarius. And when the first came, they thought they would receive more, yet they too received a denarius each. When they received it, they murmured against the landowner, saying, "These last ones have worked only 1 hour. You have made them equal to us, who have worked hard all day and in the scorching heat." But he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I don't wrong you. Didn't you agree with me for a denarius? Take that which is yours and go your way. It is my will to give to these last just as I gave to you. Isn't it permitted for me to do what I want with what is mine? Or are you having ungenerous, selfish thoughts? Because I am good, so the last will be first, and the first last." And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, "Look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, to beat with whips, and to crucify, and on the third day be raised up." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, doing obeisance to him, and asking a favor of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She answered, "Command that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand, and one on your left hand, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not understand what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will, in fact, drink my cup, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they became indignant with the 2 brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It must never be like this among you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you will be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you will be your slave. In the same way, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they left Jericho, a large crowd followed him. And it happened that 2 blind men were sitting by the wayside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, saying, "Lord, have mercy on us, you son of David." And the crowd rebuked them, telling them that they should be quiet. But they cried even more, saying, "Lord, have mercy on us, you son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes opened." And Jesus, being filled with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and followed him. This is the end of Matthew chapter 20.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.